And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sage. It's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block down. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rushbrook. Mr. Victor Gook has drawn the kitchen table over by the sink where the light's the best, and he's doing a spot of office work at home. And Mr. Rushbrook, who just this moment arrived from school, removes his cap and overcoat. Listen.
Not through there, Gov?
I am through with actual labor. All I have to do now is copy some figures neatly on a sheet of paper.
It's all right if I talk then, huh?
You can go ahead.
Mom's not upstairs?
Mom's next door, chewing the fat with Ma Donahue. What's on your mind?
I've been doing considerable thinking about the party we're going to have a week from Saturday.
Reach me my eraser. I dropped it on the floor.
That party was taken right out of my hands, you know.
Yes, so I understand.
Here.
Thanks.
Mom started out by making me official host. The party was to be in honor of Nicer Scott, and I was going to be in charge of all arrangements. But she figured too many people would have to be invited, so she decided to leave out the kids. And took over the arrangements herself.
You see the good sense of that, don't you? We can't get the population of the United States in this modest dwelling.
No, just the same.
What exactly is your beef?
If I could be reinstated as official host, I'd put on a party you'd hear about.
You have my sympathy, Crab Meat, but I don't see what I can do about the matter.
Well, I was thinking maybe you could persuade Mom.
To reinstate you as official host?
Yeah.
It's hardly in my department.
You'll be present at the party a week from next Saturday. You'll want to have a bang-up time, won't you?
Sure.
The plans I got worked out would guarantee you a bang-up time.
That's so?
You'd have so much enjoyment you'd never forget it.
Tell Papa.
All afternoon I've been running stuff through my head.
You went to school this afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, but I never paid much attention in class. My mind was busy on sensational arrangements for this party. I got stunts worked out people will talk about for the next 50 years.
Sounds like you plan a social function of a rather ambitious nature.
I do.
Reach me my eraser again, will you? I seem to be all butterfingers today.
You know what the party will be like if Mom gives it, don't you?
No, what?
It'll be... Here's your eraser.
Thanks.
Dull.
The party'll be dull under your mother's management?
Well, maybe dull is a harsh word.
Maybe it is.
Maybe ordinary is better. The people will come here. They'll hang their hat and coat in the hall. They'll all go in the living room and sit down. They'll talk back and forth. After a while, Mom will whip out ice cream and cake. They'll talk a while longer. Pretty soon they say goodnight and go home. Party's all over.
That setup don't appeal to you, huh?
No. It's like everybody else's party. There's nothing different about it.
Let's hear some of your ideas.
Can I expect cooperation from you if I confide in you?
Cooperation?
Will you try to persuade Mom I ought to be reinstated as official host?
Well, frankly, Margaret, I don't think I could throw much weight. Your mother's decisions on matters like this are generally pretty cut and dried.
Well, you could try. You could come whooping in all excited and slap her on the back and say, "By golly, Sade, that Rush sure has rung the bell. He's got stunts lined up for this party a week from Saturday that'll make you jump over the People's Bank building." The basketball cheerleader, Nate Crabtree, wrote a sentence on the blackboard at a pep meeting we had last week. Sentence was, "Enthusiasm is contagious."
Enthusiasm is contagious?
Enthusiasm is contagious. And that's supposed to be true. Look, pretty soon Mom will be home. Suppose when she opens the door, you jump out of your chair like a skyrocket and say, "By gosh, kiddo, that doggone Rush has got stunts doctored up for this party a week from Saturday that'll make you swallow your shoes." Enthusiasm is contagious. Work it right and you'll have Mom reinstating me as official host in 40 seconds.
Well, what are some of these stunts of yours?
Got them right here in my pocket, wrote down on a piece of paper.
In the past, Melon Seed, I've noticed you're apt to show a tendency to lean towards impractical extremes. I approve of the happy fires of youth and all that, but I've reached a conservative age.
Listen to these.
Okay.
two physicians and three trained nurses in constant attendance.
How's that?
If I'm reinstated as official host of the party, I'm going to have a platform in the front hallway. On this platform will be five chairs. In the chairs will be seated two doctors and three nurses, all dressed in white.
What's the idea?
Suppose somebody gets sick at the party.
Why should anybody get sick?
Some might eat too much ice cream. Others might get exhausted laughing at the jolly jokes. You can't ever tell. People are human beings and liable to get sick any minute of the day or night. Anyway, it gives class to a party. Innocent bystanders downtown will be saying, "Hey, Waller, hear about the big social function they had on Virginia Avenue. Two doctors and three nurses was hired to keep eye on the guests." There'll be a piece in the newspaper. One of the most stylish events of the whole pleasure-crazed social season was given last night by Mr. Rush Cook of Virginia Avenue. Among those present was... and so forth and so on.
Got any more fancy features?
Got plenty. For one thing, I'm going to call the fire department.
You don't contemplate livening up the party by setting the house on fire?
Oh, no.
I was somewhat apprehensive. I love to see people have fun at my home, but I draw the line...
Here's the angle. Along about 9:30 in the evening, parties kind of sag. Appreciate the angle I'm attempting to put across. Different guests start yawning, and the official host begins to get desperate. He wonders, what the heck did I better do to put some pep in things? Well, I got that problem solved. I'm going to telephone the fire department.
False alarm?
Sure. Everybody enjoys watching fire wagons. And these fire wagons will stop right in front of our house. Great sport for everybody.
I have a discouraging note.
Yeah?
There's a severe penalty for turning in false alarms.
Is there?
10 years in jail or something. You can see for yourself that while the fire engines are coming here on a false alarm, a real fire might break out somewhere and make it disagreeable all around.
Yeah. Well, guess I better cross that one off my list.
It might be the best thing. What's your next stunt?
There'll be a policeman in uniform at the party. He'll walk around among the people all during the evening and sort of keep an eye on things.
You're afraid our guests will steal the poo spoon?
No.
What are you afraid they'll steal?
Nothing. The policeman will just be an ornament. He'll add tone to the party. Keep order and see that nobody makes a disturbance.
Very fashionable.
Ain't it, though?
I imagine the people we invite to the party will be greatly flattered.
Sure.
Of course, I hope your policemen don't find it necessary to hit any of our friends over the head with his billy club.
Oh, he won't do anything like that. He'll just mingle with the crowd. Of course, if groups start ganging up in doorways and stuff, he'll come along and holler, break it up, in a friendly sort of way. That ought to get printed in the newspaper, too. Among the stylish features at Mr. Rushcook's big social event Saturday night was the presence of a police officer who prevented riots and various other crimes. Hot stuff?
Yeah. Tell me more of your plans.
All right. Here's the big super special stunt. Everybody's going to get tattooed with my compliments.
Tattooed?
Yeah. There's a tattoo fella that's just started up business down on West Evans Street. I'm going to hire him to come out here the night of the party and tattoo all the various guests.
You going to tattoo pictures on him?
No, words. In memory of the finest social event I ever attended, Mr. Rushcook's party, March 12th, 1938. How you like that?
It's certainly different.
Another idea of mine is to have 35...
I believe that's all I got time for now, Harriet.
Going someplace?
Yeah, got these figures all copied. Think I'll stroll down to the office with him.
Well, will you work on mine?
Sure.
Persuade her I ought to be reinstated as official host at the party?
Okay.
You can see for yourself, I'll really put on a social function if I get the chance.
No doubt about it. What you gonna do now?
Telephone Rooster Davis. He'll be greatly interested in my various stunts. 467HA, please. Correct. I can trust you, can't I?
How do you mean?
Not to be telling my plans around town.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to bind Rooster to secrecy.
I won't breathe it to a soul. Well, your mother gets home before I do. Tell her I've gone.
Okay.
So long.
So long. Hello, Rooster.